presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellas and girls, a week ago, young Eddie O'Brien came to this studio at Hop's request to tell you about the Junior Salvage Army and the drive for salvage that began on Monday of this week. Well, we received a letter from Eddie today in which he tells us of how the Junior Salvage Army drive is getting along. I'll read it to you. Dear Hop and Mr. Riggs and all the gang, I sure enjoyed being on your show last Friday. Mom says if you enjoy being a guest, you should always write to say thanks. So this is it. Thanks. Since I saw you last, I have become a sergeant in the Junior Salvage Army, and it's all on account of my grandma and Aunt Ellen. They're such great savers of old junk. I went through their attics and closets and cellars like a tornado and collected so much stuff that my pop had to load it in his car and drive me down to the schoolyard with it. Grandma and Aunt Ellen were so glad to have their attics and cellars cleaned that they gave me 25 cents each to buy war-saving stamps. Now I've got my eye on Uncle George's garage. He told me I could come over and look around on Saturday. Boy, there ought to be enough stuff lying around there to make me a lieutenant in the Junior Salvage Army, because Uncle George saved all his old license plates and lots of old tires and tubes. I'll let you know how I make out. Very truly yours, Eddie O'Brien. Well, it certainly looks like Eddie's on his toes. And I hope all of you are working as hard as he is to collect all the metal and rubber salvage lying around useless in your homes and neighborhoods. Uncle Sam needs rubber and metals very much to make bullets and armament and tank treads and lots of other things. Give your own homes a thorough going over from attic to cellar. Don't overlook a thing your family can do without. Keep your eyes open when passing vacant lots on your way to school. Don't miss a single place where salvage may be found. Turn in lots of scrap to slap the Jap and the Nazis, too, on the land, on the sea, and in the air. And now to our story. Risking almost certain death at the hands of a firing squad, Hop Harrigan, with all the courage and fearlessness of a true American, seems to have done the impossible. Disguised as an officer of the German elite guard, he made his way into the Nazi-controlled airport in Paris and stole a Messerschmitt 110, mounted with a new type aerial cannon. But no sooner had the stolen ship left the runway than the alarm went out. In a matter of minutes, squads of German fighter planes took to the sky with orders to shoot the Messerschmitt down at any cost. Searchlights swept the darkness. Anti-aircraft guns barked in angry rhythm. Desperately, Hop made radio contact with England, begged for an RAF escort to lead him across the channel.
Harrigan to K-37. The sky is black with Heinkels and Fokkerwolfs. I'm lost up here. Hold it. There's one on my tail. Harrigan to K-37. Those boys want to fight, and I'm going to oblige them. See you in, Blighty. Harrigan to K-37. I got one. Boy, this cannon sure is a stop. I blew him to bits. Standing by.
Trouble. Answer. Over.
What's eating you guys? I can't pop off Nazis and use this radio, too. Take it easy. But this Messerschmitt looks like a soup strainer. It's full of holes.
Can you hold out, old chap? Over.
Oh, boy, I can now. The Spitfire just got here. Standing by. Come in, 489 W.
Hop, this is Captain Kirby. I'm in the plane directly ahead of you. Follow me in.
Here I come. Lead the way.
Jolly good show, eh, what? You know, Harrigan landed that stolen Messerschmitt here. I was waiting on the runway to say hello and all that sort of thing. And I said, good job, Harrigan. Do you know he just looks at me and said, is my bed made?
Is my bed made? Well, fancy that. I guess the fellow didn't have much sleep in France.
Come in. Harrigan and Tinker. At ease, gentlemen.
All caught up on your sleep?
14 hours, Captain Kirby.
He slept like he was in a coma.
Oh, yes. What? What was that?
Oh, tank means coma, sir.
Oh, quite right. Tinker, you must take more care of your diction.
Oh, quite, sir.
You know, Harrigan, we've decided to recommend a furlough for you, and you've earned it, ma'am.
Oh, but, Colonel Maitland, I'm here to fly. To fly and fight, that's what I want to do.
Well, that's very sporting of you, Hop, but after all...
We don't need no furlough. Hop said so.
I told you that's how he'd react, Kirby. Well, what new job can we give him?
Well, how about that reconnaissance assignment? That's routine, restful.
All right. Here, Harrigan, what do you know about aerial photography?
Well, just a little, sir. Tank and I fooled around with it back home.
Take a look at these pictures. What do you see?
Let's see. Plane vibration sure makes it hard to get sharp pictures, doesn't it? Well, it looks like an island, sir.
That's Sector 3, Hop. An island on the Britain to Russia convoy route. Used to be Norwegian before the Nazis moved in. And all planes photographing that area came in from the north.
I see. At what altitude?
8,000 feet.
Well, then I guess this island's about 2 miles long. Well, maybe a mile and a half. About a half mile wide. And there's a small village of, say, 40 houses on the east shore.
Gee, looks real nice, all them houses.
See any place for plane hangers, Hop?
Plane hangers? I know, sir.
Neither do we. It's a riddle, Hop, because somewhere in that area the Nazis are basing planes. Stuka dive bombers, to be exact.
Stukas. Also known as Junkers 87Bs. Range with bomb load under 500 miles.
Right, Tinker. And those Stukas have been playing hob with our convoys. And that's why we're taking periodic pictures of the area. They must be based somewhere around Sector 3.
And you want us to take some shots too, sir?
And that's your assignment. Come.
Pilot Redfield reporting, sir. I have those new pictures of Sector 3.
Good. We were just talking about it. Have a look at these, Hop. Taken yesterday.
Same old island, I suppose.
Well, yes, it is, sir, except that the pictures were taken from the south.
Oh, no, old chap. I came in from the north, as usual.
Why, that's impossible.
Why, Harrigan? Let me see those pictures.
Well, the group of houses, Colonel Maitland. The houses are on the west side of the island on these new pictures.
What was that? Here, let me have a look at those.
He's right, Kirby. Those houses have moved.
Hmm.
Redfield, are you sure you came in from the north?
Positive, sir. I made 3 runs over the island, all from the north. You can check my log, sir.
But hang it all, man. 40 houses don't pick up and walk across an island. It's fantastic.
Let's take a look at the map. Now, here's Sector 3. The red lines indicate where attacks on convoys took place.
Yes, they're all in that area, sir.
Devilish thing about this latest discovery is that the biggest convoy yet is sailing tomorrow or the day after for Russia.
Yeah, we can't send fighter protection. The map shows that. Prohibitive distance.
Aircraft carriers all tied up, too.
So we've got to crack the mystery of the moving houses before that convoy sails. Is that right, sir?
That's right. But take no chances, Hop.
Oh, no, sir. When do we start?
Immediately, Harrigan. That convoy must get through. Our Russian allies need this cargo desperately.
Yes, sir. We'll take off at once.
Remember, no chances, Hop. Just cruise around. Any sign of trouble and you head for home, right?
Yes, sir.
Good work, Redfield. You may have broken the mystery of these convoy raids. Now go on to your quarters and get some rest.
Thank you, sir. Good luck, Harrigan. And Tinker.
Thanks.
I sure hope we do as good a job as you did, Redfield.
Oh, boy, Hop. This time I'm with you. No more worrying like I had when you was in France. Come on.
Good luck. Good hunting. Godspeed.
We've been flying for hours, ain't we there yet?
The island's dead ahead, Tank. But I've been experimenting, coming at it from different directions and checking the compass.
I don't get this north-south stuff. An island's an island and houses is houses. So if the houses are where they are, they're where they were, ain't they?
Whatever you just said, Tank, no. All I can say is that houses don't move, even in pictures.
Hey, Hop, I can see them houses through the glasses, and they look deserted. Get a little closer.
No, not yet, Tank. We gotta cover all the angles. That convoy must be important. Captain Kirby looked plenty worried, you know.
Yeah, and the colonel was kind of nervous, too.
No, I can't dope it out, Tank. Last week, there were houses on the east and a thick forest on the west. Now, the houses move to the west and the forest moves to the east. Now, maybe I'm
not... Yeah, sure sounded. Houses and trees moving around like they was dancers or something.
No, I think we'll drop to 1,000 feet and look around, Tank.
Hey, are you crazy, Hop? That place may be full of Nazis. Guys with guns. Pop, pop, and then there ain't no more Tank Tinker. Captain Kirby said to investigate, not commit Tom Mix.
What are you talking about, commit Tom Mix?
Like them chaps is always doing. They commit Tom Mix.
You mean Harry Carey.
All I know was one of them Western actors. Harry Carey, Tom Mix. Well, what's so funny? I heard you make plenty of mistakes.
Commit Tom Mix. Oh, you're a guard. What's our altitude?
1,200. They're getting awful low, Hop.
The house is still there, Harry Carey?
I'll lay you up, will you? A joke's a joke. Yeah, the house is still there. What'd you expect?
Well, keep watching. Through the glasses, Hop. They still there?
Sure. Yeah, they're still there. Hey, they ain't.
Will you make up your mind? Are they or aren't they?
Well, first they was there and then they wasn't. Oh, Hop. You look. I'm scared. Because if my eyes are seeing straight, it means I'm off my nut. There ain't no houses.
No, let me see. Hey, you're right, Tank. They've gone. They've disappeared.
Oh, take me home. Where'd they go, Hop?
I don't know, Tank. But I'm sure gonna find out. Hold on. I'm gonna land.
Houses that come and go, forests that walk across islands. Sector 3, on the Russian convoy route. Can Hop solve the mystery of the island with the moving houses? Don't miss the answer on next week's programs. Same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Yes, by all means, don't forget to tune in next week to learn how Hop solves the mystery of the disappearing houses. And don't forget to keep on digging up all the scrap metal and rubber you can find. Remember that you fellows and girls in the Junior Salvage Army have a very important job to do, an important contribution to make to the war effort. Remember that every old water or garbage pail, bed spring, tire, tube, doormat, in fact, anything made of metal or rubber can and will be used to make war materials for our fighting forces. For instance, one battered old water pail contains enough scrap steel to make 3 bayonets for our soldiers and Marines. One broken down lawnmower provides enough scrap steel to make 6 3-inch shells for our fighting Navy. And one old copper tea kettle can be turned into 84 rounds of ammunition for an automatic rifle. And you know what our soldiers and sailors and Marines can do to the Japs and Nazis with that. So get in there and fight like real soldiers. Earn rank in the Junior Salvage Army. Get in the scrap by digging up scrap, all you can find, to help America win this war.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you next week. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.